Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. We'll dedicate our learning this morning to the neshama, the nefesh, the ruach, the lev of Andrei Bezubikov, Zichrono Lebracha. Okay. Anyone use this as a kid? When I see this, it brings me back. This was the bencher I used to use as a kid. I love it.
Why is it so long ago?
I guess. Okay. So, Parshas Baalotcha has a lot of different elements to it. And, you know, and then it like sort of really goes downhill, as we know. And the, you know, that fulcrum point of where everything shifts is Vayehi ben Tsoach, right? So you have right before that, and I have this, I have it copied out just to get a sense, right? Aron brit Hashem noseh lifneihem, they have the Aron, and, you know, and it's traveling in front of them, and it's flattening the ground. Derech shloshes yamim lasur lehem menucha, and it's going ahead 3 days to find rest. Ma'anan Hashem aleihem yomam benasam mina machaneh, and the cloud is, you know, above them. It's amazing, right? It's like this incredible, you know, it's a redemptive scene, redemptive picture, messianic in some ways. And then we have Vayehi ben Tsoach Aaron, Vayomer Moshe, Kum Hashem yafutu evecha, v'yanusu misanecha mipanecha uvnucha yomar, shuv Hashem rivavot alfei Yisrael. Right, and then you have Vayehi ben Tsoach, and as they travel, right, and we say, and there's this beautiful prayer, come Hashem, and scatter our enemies, and protect us, and then when we bring the ark back, we bring the aron back, we stop, Shuvah Hashem Rivavot Alfei Yisrael, may all of the angels, you know, come and rest with us, and so on, and then it's like, and then right after that, Vayehi am kemitonanim, and then the people start complaining. And it gets, you know, goes from bad to worse to worse to worse to the very end of Baalotcha, where, you know, you have the Lashon Hara thing with Moshe, and Hashem is defending Moshe, and you know, Aaron and Miriam gets saras. It's, you know, but before that, right, it's like sort of communal, and then it moves its way into familial. So, you know, the Mefarshim, as we know, right, they try to really give color to what's going on here, to what happens, and they point to the inverted nuns, right? You can see the inverted nuns, you find them in the Torah themselves. It's worth noting, pointing out every year, it's like, really? They're these inverted, yeah, these upside down inverted nuns, right? You see it right here by Vayehi ben Tsoach, and you see it at the end. And it seems pretty much, you know, and if to our modern eyes, it looks like, oh, okay, they're parentheses. And it seems like that's what it's doing. It seems like it's creating parentheses, right? So these are ancient parentheses. So why are we doing it? So let's see Rashi. Vayehi ben Tsoach Aaron. Asa lo simanim milfanav milacharav. There were signs put in front and in back. Lomar she'ein zeh mekomo. To declare that this is not the place where these beautiful triumphant psukim are supposed to be. V'lama nichtav kan, kidei lahafsik bein puranut lefuranut. So why are they written here? In order to place an interruption between one bad thing and another bad thing. Now the problem is that it doesn't seem to say any bad things before. Right? That's the issue, right? Like, oh no, they started, something happened, and then, you know, here we'll make this little hefsek, and then we'll get back, you know, to our regular scheduled programs. It's actually not what happens. The Ramban goes to town. The Ramban, you know, just has a field day. He says, what are you talking about? What Puranos are here? What are the Puranos? Like, I agree with you that it's, you know, Vayehi ben Tsoach is put in, and then Vayehi am kemitonanim. Then it goes from Puranut to Puranut, from trouble to trouble. But what do you have here? So the reality is, they say that the issue is, the pasuk right before, I don't have it quoted here, I apologize, where it's talking about the Aron traveling, and it says, Vayisume, when did it start traveling? It said, Vayisume har Hashem. That they traveled, they left the mountain of God. And the famous Madrash is, right around, this is, it's always appropriate around this time of year, it makes perfect sense, Ketino kaboreach mi beit hasefer. Is that one of your dad's favorite Rashi's? Ketino kaboreach. What? Yeah, exactly. I know. It's Rabbi Michelle's most unfavorite Rashi. Right, like a child, like a kid running around out of school. Right, school's out. The bell rings. Boom, we're gone. Right, and so they say perhaps those are the piranhas, and we'll address that a little bit more. But if you look, actually, just give you something interesting. If you look in that Rashi we were looking at, and you see in that Rashi, Vayivin Tzar Aron, right underneath the bold Vayivin Tzar, there's a vav. See that? It's a footnote. That vav should move you. If you just take your finger, move it to the right, you'll see a vav. Beheichan mekomo. You see that in Sifsei Chacham Mashalim? Yeah. So Sifsei Chacham is the footnotes for Rashi. So he says, this isn't its place. So the Sifsei Chacham is like, Beheichan mekomo. So where is it? Where is it supposed to be? La'el beparshas Bamidbar Sinai. So it's actually supposed to be earlier in Parshas Bamidbar, the beginning of the Sefer, of the Book of Numbers, Badigalim u'b'masaot, where it talks about the encampments of the Jewish people and the flags and, how they were set up and how they traveled. Dichtiv, v'nasa oel moed machana levim. And it says, right, the sanctuary would move, then the camp of the levim, v'achar pasuk zeh, haitaru uya lihikatev. And after this pasuk, where it talks about how they were encamped and then how they traveled, it should have said, v'ayimin tzahar, v'ayimin moshe, etc., etc. U'lekach asa kadosh baruch hu anunin l'simanu yot. And therefore, Hashem put in these nuns as signposts. Rotsalomar mikan ad parsha nun lemafreya hayaruuya li katev. So to tell you that from here until this nun lemafreya, I guess 50 parshios later, it's 50 parshios later, meaning 50 like paragraphs later, it should have been there. Ulakach hi pechanunin, and he says that's why the nuns are inverted. Lomar she mikomo beparsha nun ulamala velo beparsha nun ulamata. Right, it's supposed to be over here. It's not supposed to be over here. Right, the first 50 parshios, essentially the first 50 paragraphs of the sefer versus the last 50 paragraphs. It's supposed to be here. Right, that's why they're turned around. They're really supposed to be somewhere here, not really having to do over here. Right, because it's a different what?
And it's just a coincidence that they look like that.
Yeah, the coincidence, right. Yeah, but it's, again, I think that's the, it's sort of the, that that's just the way things were set in motion. I think it makes sense. Yes, correct. Seems like a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence, but I think it makes sense. Okay, now look at the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says on the bottom of page 217, you see that I have brackets around. The Chizkuni is another Perush, another commentary on Rashi. There's, by the way, there's like dozens of commentaries on Rashi. It's a sefer just with the commentaries on Rashi. Okay? But even so, our own Tanya Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Atida Parsha Zo, Sheteaker Mikan, and eventually, in the future, this Parsha will be uprooted from here, Vitikatei Bimkoma, and it'll be written in its place. Which place? So we know the place now. It's right. It should be earlier in Bamidbar. Vulama Nechteva Kan, Gedei Lahapsik Bein Ba'iya Am Kemit Onanim, in order to place an interruption, a hefsek between the mitonanim, between the complainers, and the leaving of the mountain of God. Shishneim puranuyot. For both of those things are negative things, have negative consequences. Veichan mikoma, and where it's its place, and Rabbi Yosef Adigalim, klomer techef achar benasu akaratim nosea mikdash. Similar idea, that's where it should be. And the idea is, what this medrash adds, the Chizkuni brings in, is that ultimately it'll be uprooted from its place and put back to its rightful place. What's the atidah? When it says that, what is the medrash talking about? Hadn't happened yet. What's it talking about? Yeah. It's your Chabad rabbi is paying off, right? it's talking about Yemos HaMashiach, right? It's a messianic vision. It's that we'll travel, that we'll be there, that we'll be at rest, right? May all the people come back, all of the multitudes of Jews of Israel come back to its rightful place, right? Where the our enemies won't bother us anymore. It's a vision. It really is a vision of peace. Really a beautiful idea. And the concept is here, we're settling. We're sitting around a sanctuary, around a Beit HaMikdash. And everyone is, we're at peace. We're at peace with our enemies and we're at rest. That's the idea. And on some level, this concept of even Soah, you could take it and you could, use those parentheses, right? And you could just sort of not just put it here, but really put it everywhere. Right? Think about what Sefer Bamidbar is about. Right? It's about wandering. It's about the Jewish people. It's about exile. It's literally what it's about. Right? If Sefer Shmos is about Galus and Geula, as the Ramban says, right? It's about exile and redemption. Sefer Bamidbar is just, it's about wandering in the desert. That's what it is. And you could take this by even Soa Aron, by even Moshe, and you could just bring it with you everywhere you go. In the form of what? Form of a shul. Right? Wherever we are, in the form of an ark, of an aron, of a Torah, right? Of a vision. And that's why this is what we do. It's pretty amazing, right? So it's like literally these nuns are saying, here, guys, here, I want you to lift these psukim and just carry them with you everywhere you go. This is what we're meant to do. This is how we have to get by. But not just, they say survive, but thrive, right? This is how we thrive within the midst of exile. Okay.
Rabbi, it's interesting.
Yeah.
The most overt part of Eyo Fem Lomor Chomer Torah is in this week's parasha, it says we're in Nisan, and when we started, Bamidbar was an Iyar, so it's interesting, I'm recording that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Very nice. Same thing with Yisro. I mean, with Yisro also, there's a whole thing about Yisro coming here, and that was like totally from before. Very nice. And exactly. And the idea being, and where are the where is the portable Judaism? Lahapsik bein puranut lepuranut. Right. It's always here. We always have it. But how do we keep it together? Right. We keep it here. We keep it within us. Yes.
In those places as well, is there a hesed between Puranut and Puranut?
No.
This is the only place.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. That's what's so fascinating.
Okay, you've identified, but why is it? There's a lot of Puranut in the Torah. You don't have hesed between them. Why here? That's what God said.
These Puranut in particular, the entire Sefer is downhill from here. The entire thing. So I think that's the issue, right? So usually it's like, this happened, and then that happened, and then this happened.
You sort of reached a crescendo, and then...
Exactly.
This is the Hefsek.
Yeah, exactly. And you're down. So it's almost like Hashem's like, here, take this plateau and carry it with you. Because it's going to be... Exactly. Great question. Okay, Vaika. So let's see the Kliyukah. So the Kliyukah here is just beautiful. Just beautiful. So he says, he brings down this Vayihibin, so you could just flip it. And he says, the Darsha of Oseinu, Oso Ayom Sor Me'achari Hashem, so it really was Vayisu Me'ar Hashem, and Ubarcha Me'Hashem, Kitina Kabarach Me'Beina Sefer, they ran away, like a child runs away from school. Kach Barcha Lehem Yira Pen Yosif Lehem Mitzvos. It says, Shliyakar, why did they run away from Har Sinai? Oh my God, God's got 613, God's got to throw, what, here's 10? Wait, now it goes from 10 to 600, another 603. God's going to throw it, maybe 6,000 if we stay another few days. Let's get out of here. That's the shot. That's what he says. He's afraid. They're afraid they're going to add on more mitzvahs. V'amar ha-kasud re'e kamehen kfuyei tova ki af bizman ha-merit hazeh aron b'rit Hashem noseh lifneim derech shlosh yamim lasur lehem menucha. For even, so look at the Jewish people, even in that moment that they're running away from Sinai, this incredible experience, right? What's God doing? God's sheltering them with the Aron, right? He's protecting us. Hema Mardu b'mispar shloshes yamim. They rebelled with the number of 3 days. V'aron b'rit Hashem etiv imayim b'mispar shloshes yamim. And what's the Aron doing? The Aron is clearing out a path for them 3 days. right? Really beautiful, that beautiful idea of sort of Hashem holding us, even when we're undeserving. Okay.
It's interesting that they take the approach that they're rushing to leave Har Sinai as opposed to rushing to get to Eretz Yisrael, where they could actually
do
the mitzvahs of Baha, of Shemitah, and all these other things.
So great question, right? Stu says, what do you mean? They're running to get Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's it. But notice what it says. Vayis'u mehar Hashem.
They're leaving.
They're leaving. It's intentional. They're leaving the Har Hashem. And the way the Ramban explains it is, why does it call it, what's the name of the Har, the mountain that they were encamped at for a year? What was it called? Har Sinai, Har Horev, right? Call it something else. Why is it called Har Hashem? Because really, they're running away from God. Right? Who sounds like?
Exactly what happens in
Who runs away from God? Eob, sounds like Eob, right? Yonah, right? Running away from God. He can't get away from it. So look at this. Bekarv l'shma. I think we've seen this before, but it's just so beautiful. We just have to say it. Bekarv l'shma, that third paragraph. Shezeu sod nun hafucha. Shebein teva samachna vein vayiv mitzvah aron. And that this is the secret of the nun. Or the upside down nun. Ki nun hafucha. The second nun, he says, has to do with remembering the fish, right? When they complain, oh, we had all this fish in Egypt. What kind of fish were they eating? The Nile perch. We had it in our biblical dinner several years ago. We had some Nile perch, right? That's the big fish to this day. In the ancient world, that was the fish. Now remember, we had dog. We could have fish all we wanted. Right now, we're in the wilderness. And we don't have anything. Kinun hainu dog. A nun is a dog. It's I think it's Aramaic for dog, for a fish. Aval nun rishona, nunim, our dog, our fish. Aval nun rishona, remez she Yisrael nim shlula dogim, she ikar chiyutam b'mayim. The first nun is about the Jewish people who are like fish. How do I know the Jewish people are like fish? The yidgu larov bekerav haaretz. You should be like fish. You should multiply like fish. But it's more than that. Why? Remeshi Yisrael adagim sheikarchi utam b'mayim. Because the life force, the vitality, the secret, the vitality of the fish is where? Gets where? In the water. Alkein kol dag poneh panav lashut l'toch ha'mayim. Therefore, every fish is always pointing. Where are they facing? They always want to lashut l'toch ha'mayim. They want to jump back in the water. L'mkom chiyutei. They need to breathe. So in order to breathe, what do they need? They need water. But what do they not do? They don't turn the other way. They don't start like, oh, I'm going to jump out of the water. Who would do that? That would be suicide. Because that would be considering literally escaping, going away from your life force, your life. Kach Yisrael nemar b'hem. V'id gularov, shiyu kadogim halalu. Right? So the Jewish people are like fish because the ikar chiyut of a Jew is our Torah, which is compared to water. And there's like the famous parable of Rabbi Kiva and Papas ben Yehuda. Right? We know the famous parable, right? Where basically, the fox says to the fish on dry land, fox says to fish, fish is harried and, swimming away from fishermen's nets. He says, what's going on? Why are you so upset? I'm swimming away from the fishermen's nets. They're trying to get me. So the fox says, what? Come join me on dry land. I'll take care of you. And the fish says, well, you stupid fox. I mean, come on. I'll surely die on dry land. Obviously, that was the trick. I'll surely die on dry land. I'll take my chances in the water. And he says, that's what Rabbi Kiva said to Papas ben Yehuda, because Papas ben Yehuda is a Jew, like a petty thief, and they're in jail together, and Rabbi Kiva's, and he's like, what are you teaching Torah Barabbin, like you're going to get killed? And Papas, Rabbi Kiva says, what choice do I have? If I don't teach Torah, if Torah dies, we're dead already. Why would I bother? So that's pshat. Ubizman sheYisrael borchin me'Hashem. So when the Jewish people are running away, are fleeing from God, like a child, like a kid running out of school when the bell rings, Hareheim kenun dag hafuch. Remember what I say? A nun is a fish, right? In Aramaic. You're facing the wrong way. You're like a nun dag hafuch. You're like a nun that's facing the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. Haporeis mi makom chiyuto ufone panav el safa el safa v'lechutz. You're like running out of the water. Kach Yisrael panu pnei min aron bris Hashem mi makom chiyutam. So too the Jewish people were running away from the aron, the place of their life force, right where they got all of their chiyus. V'alkein hanun hafucha. Therefore, the nun is upside down, is inverted. They ran away from Vayivinsoa, right? Vayivinsoa is here, and what does the nun look like? Not like this, like this. You're running away from Vayivinsoa Aron. You're running away from the Torah. That's the problem. Ufanel teva hamachaneh. Where were they turning to? There's a word. The word that they're turning to is machaneh. Remez el azman she Yisrael nasogu achor min bris Hashem. Ufneim el hamachaneh haynu el ha'am. All they care about is what the people have to say. Is what the latest cultural fad is, what the latest societal ism is, and that's what I'm running towards. Ki la'avas inyaneh ha'olam hazeh, I'm going to the machaneh. I'm not looking at the Torah, I'm looking at the machaneh. Asher bnei ha'machaneh mesagli b'hem, you know, the fanciest, the greatest, you know, fads or whatever is going on in life culturally. Uchdei l'mtzochein b'hinei ha'machaneh, so that other people will, you know, look kindly on them. Upone oref el ha'shchina, and they turn their face and they're giving their neck to the divine presence. Ufone komegamat maasav kadeshia adam chashuv b'machaneh, so that they could be another chashuv. They could be a hatzi tatzi person, a dignified person, or whatever, but forgetting about being a great Jew. V'zeu ikar achet beinenu amisabeva michud agalus, and he says this is the great sin among us that is lengthening the exile. He's talking in Prague in the 1600s. Ki kirubam kein panu pneya minaram brisa shem alamachne. There are way too many people that have turned their backs on the Torah, that have turned their backs on the on what we have on the shul, on the Jewish community, and they're turning towards the machne. Ache afilu kol kishron amasa mitorah mitzvah, to the degree where even the Torah and the mitzvahs that you do, Eden Osin Lishma, you're not doing it for the sake of God or for the sake of the Jewish community or for the sake of something bigger and greater than yourself. You're doing it ki'im lihikadei lihita'ader bahem lifnei abriyos. You're doing it to show up. You're doing it to so that other people say, oh wow, what a big guy, what a big veer that person is. V'neture karta ka'elu heinem charuve karta. The guardians of the gate, the guardians of the walls like these, we've seen this before, they're the destroyers of the walls, right? The guardians of the gate are people who are supposed to safeguard our Mesorah, who are supposed to are the people who are, you know, here in Shul that are davening, who are, you know, sitting on the boards, who are literally trying to, you know, keep up, maintain the pillars, right, and the ideals and the principles of our community. You're the Nature Karta. You're the people who are trying to safeguard. You're Charove Karta, because your whole message is muddled. Right, that's not what it's supposed to be. The message is Aron Bris Hashem. The message is Har Hashem, and how I can continue to stay in that space and bring the Shekhinah, bring the divine presence into our midst, into our shul, into our community, into our families. We should all be zoche to have our nuns squarely turned the right way towards Vayihi bin Soha Aron Vayomer Moshe. Shkoyach, shkoyach.